in your face. I'm thrilled to have Sara Davoodi, the Iranian performer for Melbourne Fringe, who's doing a fabulous show called Am I Who Times Two? Welcome to 3CR.
Thank you. Thank you, James, for having me.
Tell us about the show.
Am I Who by Two is autobiographical story about my own journey from Iran to Australia in different sequences, from me when I was 11 till now that I'm 38. So more than two decades of my life, but into four sequences. I've written something absurd somehow.
It must be an incredibly emotional time to do a show like this, considering what is happening in Iran. What can you tell us?
Yeah, it's more about something more personal, whatever it's happening. Writing it, it was the difficult time to write about this. But I tried to actually keep it more personal rather than being affected by the things that are happening, that they are very, very much difficult and serious. And it's just not, haven't had time to actually adjust with it and absorb it and realize what's going on actually yet. So it's very difficult to talk about it, write about it, and because it's still going on. But yeah, I try to bring it a bit more into life. How it was to live there, how it is now, being an Iranian but in Australia.
That is a lot to digest. So what is the difference between now and then in terms of how you interpret it when you get on the stage?
Yeah, well, I was 25 when I migrated. So back then it was very different. It just keeps changing with the world that is going on. It just keeps changing. But when I was there, we had to live in a certain way to just be able to, I don't know, be in 20s and just live our life freely. But we had some obstacles, obviously. But then again, moving here, you had some sort of freedom, but in different ways, you were pressured. You were trying to learn the new, the environment. You need to read the room as well as, it's just not only learning about the new language. You need to learn about how to read the room and how to adjust yourself, try to just find your way in.
Tell us about what people can expect when they see you on the stage.
They will laugh. Yeah, so I think my approach was just something, it's not something that is ha-ha funny. I think the absurdity makes it fun. I think people will walk with me through those sequences and they will experience something. I was very, very much inspired by Fleabag by Phoebe Waller-Bridge and that internal conversation that she had and that kind of close contact with the audience, like audience was her friend. The audience was the friend. And that kind of dynamic is in this.
Tell us about the kebab shop in Escott Vale.
Yeah, well, when we think about the migration story, we always think about something, oh my God, identity, bureaucracy and everything. But of course, there are all those layers, but also there are just new stuff. They are all difficult, but when you look back at them, you have those moments of working in a kebab shop, working day and night. And now when you are just a bit away from it, you can look back and make fun of it. And I think I was on that stage to look back and write something about it and make fun of it.
Because when you were in Iran, you would never have imagined yourself in Melbourne working in a kebab shop.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. That was really, yeah. No, I never thought I would be over there. I would be working there and during night. And yeah, it's just different But yeah, fun. It was fun.
Tell us what brought you to Australia. Can you tell us about your journey?
Yeah, well, all the different reasons that everyone can. I'm not saying that, I don't know how to say it. My journey was just, I didn't think of it. I didn't think that, I just knew that I need to get out. I didn't plan 10 years or 20 years ahead of me when I just when I migrated. I just knew that I need to get out. Where, when, where I'm going to land, what should I expect? I didn't know. And I learned it day by day.
That must have made you incredibly strong.
Yeah. Well, you never know when, how strong can you be or how flexible can you be unless and until you are in the situation. But that was something that in MIHU I explored, and I'm just sharing it now with the audience.
Wow. So it must be incredibly emotional at times, but you find the humor as well.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think my approach to difficult situation in life now becomes more comic, I think, because just the it's not that because it's they are not valuable or deep enough, or it's just because that's the coping you try to just find with the situation and with the incident. And
So were you a comedian back home?
Oh, I'm more funny in my own language, but I'm not a comedian, no. Yeah, no.
Wow. So you became kind of funny in Australia.
Yeah. And not in a very, I don't know, some it's kind of, it has a sting to it. It's just kind of that, yeah, I think it's sharp a bit because it has the, underneath there was a pain. So I think, my writing, it just went into that direction.
Christos Tsolkos, the great queer Australian writer, loves your work. How'd you meet him?
Oh, yeah, we worked together on a few different projects because I am working with a company called Outer Urban Projects, and they are in Coburg, and they do work with emerging artists from different backgrounds. And he's a patron in that company. And when we did a few production that he was either my mentor or he was one of the writer in those projects. So I was so lucky to get to meet him and then work with him. So yeah.
Wow, so you've really found yourself part of the queer artistry community here in Melbourne. Yeah. Tell us a bit more about that.
Oh my God, I've been so lucky. I think I didn't even think that I'm going because I studied theatre art in Iran, but I never knew that I can actually find my way into the art sector here. I didn't think that's going to be because it's more competitive. And when I could actually join that company, I got to meet a very good artist and work with them. And then again, after realizing maybe there is some avenues, I went to VCA to do my master's in theater writing, and that became a bit of that shaped my artistic path a bit more. And now this is just the first step. This French show.
Tell us about your theatre career in Iran.
Oh, yeah. I never got to actually work in public for public. It's very difficult. I've been whatever the system hated because I was a woman, artist, and outspoken. And so I was whatever the system hated. So it was just very much, very difficult. Everything, it was very difficult, much more harder to work over there. It has changed. now many, many, many great artists are coming from, because when you are finding your way to deal with the censorship and just work around it, you find a different language in your artistry, and which I think it's very meaningful, it's layered, and that's why there are great artists living there, working there, and trying to find way to get their voice out.
That must have been really scary, being everything the system hated in Iran. Were you under a lot of surveillance?
Well, you can say, yeah.
And did the authorities ever pressure you?
Oh, yeah. Oh my God, I'm laughing at this. Yeah, it's not funny, but yeah, of course.
How? What did they do?
Well, you get arrested easily for, at least back then. Back then, and when I think it's getting more and more, I don't know, it's just like different for me. Just I moved in 2015 here, and back then it was much more difficult to, I think, work, and especially as a woman, yeah.
Do you keep in touch with people back in Iran? Is it possible to do that? Yeah.
During war, we had some few months of not having any connection of internet and even just phone lines, but now we can have the internet is just back on, so we can.
Wow. Yeah. How do you think the situation is going to end up between the US and Iran?
Oh my God, this is just like crazy. It just keeps going, and no one can. I don't think even them they have an answer for that. It's just unbelievably pressure on people, and yeah, I have a lot of friends, and my family is there, and so they've become somehow everyone is a kind of politicians in a way. They are talking politics all the time, but no one knows where it goes. Where is it?
So you came to Australia alone?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And now you're part of a community and you're doing shows at Melbourne Fringe.
Yeah.
That is a beautiful journey of empowerment and strength and taking a leap of faith, right?
Yeah. I feel so grateful. Yeah.
Wow. Give us the details for your wonderful show.
Okay. So it's going to be on from 6th to 10th of October. At Meat Market Craft Room at 7:30, 5 shows, and you can get the tickets from Fringe website, and yeah.
It's called Am I Who, and you've got times two. That's because you've done the show before, right?
No.
No? What's the times two?
Time two, it means just a different version of one woman, one character on a stage that needs to perform in each room and each part of her life. We're just talking about two, but it's multiples. That was the meaning behind it.
Well, it sounds beautifully special. Sara Davoodi, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, James. Thank you. 3CR.